Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Cattle producers, a special cow sale coming Saturday, March 23rd, 12 noon at the Apache, Oklahoma Auction Market. We'll be offering 800 head, including bred cows, pairs, bred and open heifers, and breeding age bulls. You can call them for more information, 888-926-9696, or go to their website, www.apacheauction.com. Apache Auction Market special cow sale coming this Saturday, March 23rd at 12 noon.
Well, active buying has continued to move into nearby and deferred feeder cattle trade. Potential pullbacks in the March cattle on feed report or long-term market direction that could come with any announcement of cattle impacted during the recent winter storms and flooding is creating underlying support through the entire complex. May feeder cattle contracts have now rallied about $6 in the past week and have broken through November 2018 highs. This is helping to solidify additional volume through the entire complex. Cash cattle trade remains inactive at this point, although the focus will continue to be based on end-of-the-week activity, and most trade will not really get going until sometime tomorrow. Sharp gains are expected to continue in the hog values as traders seem to be looking past the midweek softness in wholesale pork values and encouraged by the limit gains in futures trade. Packer bids are expected to be steady to a dollar higher, with most bids 1 to 2 higher. Futures trade is expected to be sluggish early today as trades anticipate additional export sales to China in the weekly export sales report. Now, wheat contracts are mostly higher, taking a breather from yesterday's rally as the large managed fund short continues to support. Outside of the flooding and slow snow melt, Minneapolis cash trades continue to be a talker. These sort of values are working back to the farmer at close to option price, the May futures contract, some of the best basis levels of the marketing year. Corn futures are higher this morning, consolidating following yesterday's close. Volatility could remain low the rest of the week until the ramp up to the March 29th prospective plantings report occurs. This year's USDA acreage report at the end of March could hold very little value, considering the survey respondents probably didn't foresee the record flooding taking place across the Midwest. Soybeans are firmer, adding to yesterday's gains, as traders are encouraged about the ongoing trade talks with China. High-level talks are set for next week and the week after between U.S. and Chinese officials, with reports suggesting that they're narrowing in on the last few sticking points. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
April live cattle's up 45 cents, 129.57. The June up 65, 123.37. April feeder cattle up 52, 148.32. May was up 160 at 152.12. April hogs up $3, 73.82. Kansas City wheat was up 8.25 at 444. July was up 7.25 at 452.25. Chicago wheat May up 8.25, 464.75. July up 7.25 at 470. May corn up a quarter penny at 371.5. July was up a quarter penny at 381. May soybeans up 2 cents at 906. The July was up 2 cents at 919.5 cents. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.